Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our grassroots show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Good Sunday night to you. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we talk about the local music scene here tonight and play you some local music and set the stage for you to go out and see some incredible musicianship. I'm very excited to have you on board here tonight. Good evening, Utah.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. Going to visit with the band Trigger Happy tonight. Been a while since we've chatted with these guys. They've been around, but kind of off the radar just a little bit, I think. And they're working on some new material.
Yeah, they got a new CD they're going to drop, and I've had the pleasure of hearing a lot of their new material here about a month ago at our Brutality show at Peter B's, and always some fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll crack open three cans of beans and sit back and enjoy some dinner as we get ready to visit with Trigger Happy here tonight. Of course, last weekend, you were a big part of an event that happened down at the Vagabond Center, running the sound, and of course the Noble Hops Band playing and supporting the cause known as Ryan's Run. And we had Scott Dittman on. Well, I had Scott Dittman on because of the unfortunate circumstance of Utah not being here one night.
That suspension with pay.
But we had Scott on to talk about Ryan's Run, and what a fantastic event. First of all, any of you out there, whether you were there in attendance or you donated something or you spent some money to help the cause, congratulations, because that's exactly what you did. You helped support the cause.
Yeah, it was. They almost doubled what they've been able to do in years past, and this is their fourth year doing it. It's a very well-run event. I mean, the people who put this together, organize it and run it, do an excellent job. Hats off to them. Vagabond Center is a great place also to have an event, And we were able to help out with the music end of things, and people were dancing and enjoying themselves, and I think overall it was a good time.
Yeah, it certainly was. My wife and I attended and sat back and listened to the Noble Hops Band, and it was my first chance to see Anger the Ant perform, which was cool, and of course, Attagirl Rex, who do the show every year, and they're, I mean, you want to talk about a great time. They certainly provided for you, and great food and lots of fundraising throughout the night, and some of the items they had, just simply phenomenal. I mean, some once-in-a-lifetime items, too, man. The cornhole pirate boards.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah, weren't they?
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet. So, but congratulations to Scott and everybody involved that supports Butler County Special Olympics. And they bring some Special Olympians in to talk about their story, which is really just so touching. And I think that just makes the whole night. It makes you feel like you're really, really doing something special.
Yeah, and the money stays here in Butler County, too. And that's a cool thing.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, something very cool that is coming up later this month. In fact, as a matter of looking at the calendar right now, we're 20 days away. 20 days away from the first stop on the Rock Done Right Tour 2016. And this is kind of a precursor that we have put together between The Rock Station 97.7, Shady Lady Productions, and in large part the idea surrounding the Needs Hotel Band because of an event that they were putting together. And we joined in to help the cause, and it developed into this thing to support local music and tie into our band jam and their Corbri Woodstock. And now it's going to become a Rocktoberfest and all these other things that are going on.
Be out of the Big Butler Fair, the night of the fireworks.
So. Yeah, and the first stop, April 30th, Strand Theater in Zillianople, right on Route 19. You can't miss it. If you're traveling down the main street of Zillianople, you see this magnificent theater because they've got an awesome marquee that is always lit up. It's just an incredible place and a very intimate place as well to go see some bands. And you're going to have an opportunity to see three that night of April 30th.
Yeah, I recommend you get your tickets. You can get on their website, thestrandtheater.org, and you can select where you want to sit, as long as that seat's still available. So the sooner you move on that, you can pick your own seats and come out and support just a great night of local music.
Yeah, absolutely. Come out and support the cause and support that theater as well, because they've done a lot of work in kind of resurrecting what was a mainstay many, many years ago. And it's so great that's a community success story in its own right. And they're open to a lot of different things. You want to talk about arts and entertainment and culture. They have it all down there. Stage shows, but they also support local music as well, because they've had a number of bands in. And they've had national acts come through there as well. And this is going to be one of the stops on our Rock Done Right tour, promoting and helping to support local music. So, folks, get your tickets. We want to see you down there that night. Don't hesitate. Get your tickets now, because it is a venue that only holds so many. And if you want to get the right seat for yourself, get onto thestrandtheater.org to find out more. Again, we're going to visit with Trigger Happy here tonight. We're presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And this segment of our show brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. And going to dig a song out, and I got to be honest, this comes directly from a discussion I was having with Don Shear last week. He's the lead singer of Anger the Ant, and he was telling me, man, you got to dig a little bit more into this Daily Grind band. And we've played them before, but kind of only scratched the surface, I think, with this band. And so I did that this week, sat down and played through some of their tunes, and I'll tell you what, I like what I hear. They are a great-sounding band, and they've had a lot of success. And we've got a song called The Life and Times Circa Now, which is a really cool title. I know you're going to like this song.
All right, and we'll follow them up with The Honey Riders, another new song of his, Politicking. And one of his songs was one of the Grassy nominees last year, if you recall. So a lot of good stuff coming from this guy. In fact, he sent me some more new stuff, so you'll be hearing a lot about him in the weeks to come.
Very cool. And yeah, keep your ear to the radio, because when you do hear these songs on the Grassroots Show, and in particular, the songs that you hear in regular rotation throughout the day, when you hear that pop up and you hear that sounder talking about the band jam or local music, keep your ear to the radio, because those are the songs that we draw the nominees out of for the Grassy Award, which will be coming up, folks. It's April. We're going to be deciding the nominees next month. You're going to be voting on it in June, and we'll award and announce the Grassy in July at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. If the band is there, they get awarded that night when they're performing. But it's not a guarantee that they're going to be there, because you decide that. You vote on it. And so we'll be doing that very quickly. So keep your ears to the radio. It's the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7. And don't forget, our show is streaming right now at 977rocks.com. And also, this show and other episodes are archived via our on-demand feature at 977rocks.com.
It's key you graduation. And people line the streets, and I'm in a hotel yawning, trying to stay friends with the sheets. Some people wanna know how their life is, some people wanna know the name. They say it's probably nice, I think that they're probably right. Real love is a hell of a hell of a thing. Walmart with five motherfuckers packed in a van. Travel day and sleep on the floor. Day 10 of 100 on tour. Something like heaven, it's heaven, my man. Oh, it's cool, I know we all look crazy. I wouldn't expect you to understand, but I would rather be insane than lazy. Even the Beatles spent some time in the van.
Stay on the road. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment in particular brought to you by the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, where very likely you'll find Utah sitting with a man can if a pirate game is on. Did you warm up yet from Sunday night? That's the big question.
I'm sunburnt. I got sunburnt from it.
It's more like windburn.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was actually pretty nice. Great game.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked nice from the way the sun was shining, even though it would be a cold day.
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah. So, well, hey, we're going to talk to one of our bands that we've known for quite some time and have done many, many things with. Band Jam, The Beat, the now former award-winning television show, and, of course, this show many times. I don't know. This has probably got to be appearance maybe four anyway. Yeah, Trigger Happy in the studio with us.
Hopefully they don't make it their last. Behave, yeah. Down there, talking to you.
We have, of course, the King Brothers, Stephen and Keith here, Plant, Seth, and the new guy, who we will name Tony.
Tony Spumoni.
Tony. Stephen, how you doing? Good to have you back in the studio, man.
I'm not too bad, Bob. How you been?
Oh, we're good. So give us an update on what Trigger Happy's been up to.
We've been keeping pretty busy, Bob. Over the summer, we got to play a couple of different shows. Played some house parties up there in Dubois, and we got to play the Brutality show there, St. Patrick's Day, with Utah and Shady Lady Productions. That was a good time, us and Shag Dog and Anger the Ant. And we got a couple of exciting things coming up. This next weekend, I guess it'll be 2 days after the show airs, we're going to be playing out at the Commonwealth in Newcastle. It's a new venue they just opened up. They're trying to promote and get a lot of different bands out there. I know Paul from Wine and Spirits played out there a couple times, and Dave Hamilton, a couple other guys that you guys have had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited for that. And then the weekend after that, we're going to be taking a little road trip out to Chicago. We're going to be playing with Prison City Brigade, which is a hardcore punk band that just got signed on the Skate or Die record label. They're having a little show basically just for us, just to have us come out. We met those guys last year at Skatopia out in Ohio, and kind of got a chance to connect with them a little bit, and they really wanted to have us come out. We're going to have them eventually come out this way and play with us, but it's going to be us and them and five other local punk bands in the area. We're really, really excited to, you know, kind of get out this summer and check out some different areas.
Where is the Commonwealth in Newcastle? I'm curious.
It's right down in town. If you're coming down, like, if you get off 422 and you turn by the Advanced Auto and you're coming down through town, there's the stage, the outdoor stage where they have events sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go right past that and make the left. It's right there in that building right there. It used to be a coffee shop at one point in time. But we're really excited about it. They've really been trying to push kind of like a punk metal vibe in that bar and have those kind of, you know, underground rock bands out, which we think is really cool. It's the same thing that the Sidebar out in Katanning does a lot.
Yeah.
They try to really focus the business around the music and around having bands there all the time, you know, which is great for us because it gives us other places to play.
Well, we're always excited to hear new venues and places to play and people to go check it out too. So that's good. Well, we got to back up a moment and have you introduce your newest member. I think the last time you would have been in, well, maybe two times ago, Seth Bedillon had joined the band with you, but you've got another new guy.
Yeah, we brought in Tony. I've known Tony for a while. He played with Outrun the Sun, and I got to hear him a couple of times. Go ahead and tell him about playing, Tony.
I like to play guitar and keyboards and bass, and just like to jam with
everyone.
Yeah, so then you picked a good band that likes to jam, right?
Yeah, we've been getting together lately a ton and just practicing, I mean, almost every single night. Seth comes over, and we've got the nice studio area set up at Keith's, and Tony pops over. I mean, we all get it in, and Steve comes over whenever he's not working. So, but we've really just been up on our practice just for fun, even.
Start up and play. Everything's right there to plug in, and it's good to go.
It's nice to have that kind of a setup for you, you know, so that you can really feel comfortable. And I'm sure, you know, for places to get together and jam and having to set up, tear down all the time and get everything, you know, it takes a lot of time just to get that part of it taken care of.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we decided to record this newest EP, the Boy Who Lived EP, there, just because we were so comfortable with the sound we were getting out of our amps where we practiced. We already had everything soundproofed. And the producer we worked with, Lee Prisby, the band Claymore, he was more than willing. He's actually the one who did our first EP, Brains for Breakfast, with us. He was more than willing to come in and bring all the equipment that he needed to and just record us where we feel comfortable at, which is really cool and unique. Not a lot of bands get the chance to do that, you know, just record where we practice all the time. And I think because of that, we got some of the best recordings we might ever get in our lives. We really nailed this EP, you know, 10 for 10. We're really excited about it coming out and excited about our performances on the album.
That's awesome. Any vibe on when that might be happening? I know you have it, being mixed at this particular time?
Yeah, we're hoping sometime in the summer. Maybe even a little bit before then. We really want to try to have it done before we go back to Skatopia again this year, because we're going out and playing Skatopia June 25th and just some of the other festivals that we play.
Were we thinking Ragu?
We'd like to have it done by Ragu, and if we could, we might just release it there. Because that's our biggest venues throughout the summer is our local festivals that we play. When we play up at Rock Falls, or, you know, when we played the Band Jam a couple of times, it's really good exposure for us, and that's the chances we find we have the most fun, and we get to connect with a lot of the other bands from the area, you know. I mean, a lot of times throughout the winter, you're playing by yourself or with one other band in a bar, you know. You don't really get a chance to play with a big lineup like that, and especially like this year for Ragu and for all the bands that I've seen you guys have announced for the Band Jam so far. I mean, they're awesome lineups of bands. I mean, it's really like there's not one weak link in the chain, you know. Everybody that's playing both festivals so far is going to be really, really good, so I'm excited for that, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, every year that goes by, you obviously have to beat the next year, and every festival's the same like that, because you want to keep people excited about coming back and being involved. Yeah. So, you guys jamming so much, how does that work? How does the dynamics of the band work when you have so many different members? I mean, is that part of making it work by playing so much and having a good time?
Or you just rule the roost?
No, it's not like that. It's actually changed a lot since Keith and Seth have been jamming a lot. Seth actually wrote the guitar part for the song that, you know, you'll get to hear a little bit later, Refuse to Yield, the actual cut off the record. And just them and Keith and Plant have been writing a lot more. I think definitely for future releases we have, it's going to be a lot more. I mean, a lot of times before, it was Plant and I sitting down writing the songs together. A lot of Brains for Breakfast was Plant's music on the bass and, you know, my lyrics and stuff. So we've done that before, but I feel like now that we have five members, it really opens up what we can do. Tony writing on guitar and, you know.
Yeah, it all started with Keith and I when I became single and had nothing to do after work, so... Keith had nothing to do after work, yeah, with me and you particularly.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together down in the studio. It gives us a lot of different edge, I think, whenever you have different members and their different personalities that come through in their music, and combining different combinations to get the basis for a song, you come out with a completely different sounding song than what one of us would have wrote.
I think one of the things that makes us kind of unique as a band is that we all have very different musical tastes. I mean, I like a lot of, you know, punk and heavier music, and, you know, some of that stuff that Keith can't stand, but Keith's, you know, sometimes Keith listens to stuff that I don't really, you know, get into or whatever, but same with, you know, all of us, but we all try to come meet in the middle, and I think you really hear it in the music, where we all have our own little bit of stylistic differences, you know. I mean, Tony comes from playing mostly in jam bands and very psychedelic rock bands, which, you know, we've had whenever we first started off as, you know, one guitar and keyboards and everything, we were a very basic band. You know, we had a lot of basic punk songs that we really didn't vary too much in guitar styles or anything like that. but I feel like now that we've opened up having two guitars, and really having three guitarists in the band, because Tony's a very accomplished guitar player as well, you know, yeah. We can really open up to what we can do on any song, you know, and it really keeps it fresh and new, I think, for us.
Yeah, the versatility within the band. And, I mean, obviously you guys are very talented with your writing and, you know, the unique phraseology that you use in it and, you know, and make connections with. I mean, obviously, you know, I go back to the video you guys shot downtown when you had that many people show up to, you know, to support a cause. I mean, obviously you're doing something people are getting into.
Yeah, you know, we try. It has its ups and downs, just like anything, but we've really been trying to persevere and just keep moving and pushing forward. I mean, the big thing we're trying to do this summer is to play the shows that we really enjoy playing and go out on the road a little bit and try to get out some different areas, you know, because that's really the only way. You hit a certain point as a band where you kind of, you know, become a little bit more of a sophomore and you realize, like, you know, we have to go and expand and try to do new things and do different things. And that keeps it fresh for us and keeps the fire alive for us, you know, wanting to keep pursuing it.
Yeah. Well, it beats having a stripping career, obviously.
I don't know. Seth's pretty good.
I've gotten in trouble for it before.
Well, let's get into a song here. You're going to jam something for us. What do we want to do up first?
We'll play one of the songs we got to play at the band jam last year, The Plumber Prevails.
Cool.
This is something that Plant and I wrote together about a year and a half ago now. It's about one of our favorite video games, Super Mario Brothers 3.
So. Very cool. Well, here it is. It's Trigger Happy tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Thank you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
And we're back on the Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. We've got Stephen King, Plant, Seth, and Tony in the studio. Trigger happy.
All the stuff that goes on in between these segment takes, I'll tell you what. We need to just have a microphone rolling.
Glad we don't.
All the time.
We need two computers, one rolling at all times while I save the other segment here. But it's having some fun with the guys, and they've been having some fun getting ready to release a new album. We'll talk a little bit about that. But I want to find out more about this Skatopia thing. You guys were involved in that last June, and that's over in Ohio, right, Stephen?
Yeah. Yeah. It's in Rutland, Ohio. Skatopia is an 88-acre park out there in the middle of nowhere. Rutland, Ohio. It's a pretty unique place. Basically it's only $10 to get in for the entire weekend for anybody who wants to camp, which, you know, I mean, you guys know running events is really, really cheap, and they just have all the bands come out and play for free, and all the money they raise every year they put back into the park and build new ramps, new, you know, different things for people to skate on each year. Last year was the 25th anniversary of the original bowl that they built there 25 years ago, so it was really cool for us to go out and get a chance to play that. We got a killer time slot. We played 10 to 11:30 on Friday night, so we had a really good crowd. And where we played at was literally right beside the bowl. I mean, you could see people skateboarding, coming up over the edge while you were playing, you know. And we have some videos of it, you know, on Facebook and stuff. And it was a pretty intense show. It was a pretty crazy crowd, and everybody
kind of terrifying.
It was terrifying a little bit while we were playing.
What was terrifying about it, Seth?
A car was set on fire before our set.
Right before our
like
set.
The band before us. Someone set a Buick on fire.
Well, that's rock and roll.
And the owner came up and he's like, if you want to set your car on fire, you know, that's fine, but someone set someone else's car on fire.
Well, so they
were pretty upset. Yeah. But they did take up a collection for that person and raise them $6,000 to buy a new car.
Oh,
so I thought that was kind of cool.
Wow, hey, that's one way to get a new car.
Yeah, right.
I'm in.
Yeah. But there is it says right on the sign, enter at your own risk. There's no rules there whatsoever.
There's no law enforcement allowed. It's complete anarchy, really.
But it's a really good time for us as a band because we get to meet a lot of people from different areas. Last year we got to meet a French film crew that was there doing a documentary about different music festivals in the United States, and we got a chance to talk with them a little bit. We got to meet some people from Australia, California. I mean, it was really cool. Even as we were driving out there and we stopped at different gas stations and rest stops, you would see people with, you know, Skatopia or Bound written on their side of their car. And it's really cool because it's a chance for everyday skateboarders to go and try their, you know, chance out on some professional skateboarding. You know, and the ramps there are incredible. I mean, it's really one of the coolest things to see. And that was one of the things we really enjoyed about it. I mean, we grew up as kids playing Tony Hawk Underground 2, and Skatopia is one of the maps on that game, you know.
Oh, wow.
So that was really cool for, especially for Seth. Seth got to skateboard on the original bowl that was there and some of the other equipment that they had there.
I almost broke my wrist right before the show.
That would have hampered things just a little bit.
Broke my new jeans.
It was awesome that we got to connect with a lot of bands out there with Prison City Brigade, the band that we're playing out with in Chicago, and we got to meet a couple of bands from Boston. Apollo's Resurrection, they're from up there, and then Green Jello was the headliner. They actually came up and took some videos of us. The videos you see on Facebook are the lead singer, Green Jello, who's taking the videos. They came up to us afterwards and were talking to us about playing some shows up in the Boston area and different areas with them, so it was really a good networking chance for us. I mean, there's thousands of, I think they said that there were 30,000 people there last year, so
wow.
it's pretty insane the amount of people that show up for the event.
Yeah, well, if they're raising $6,000 to replace a Buick, I mean, obviously there's a lot of people there. So.
Yeah, it was, well, I'll tell you what, I've become pretty good friends with the owner's son, Brandon Martin, and he's a really, really good guy.
Yeah.
He has really good... you know, set of ethics and everything, which is kind of insane when you see, you know, what goes on at their venue and everything. But, you know, it seems like a lot of people there do respect each other. It just is definitely some crazy scenery. People getting kind of crazy and going wild and, you know, kind of like Sturgis or something like
people
that.
People doing Angus-type strip shows.
Yes, Angus-type. Well, there was a lot of naked people there and a lot of fireworks and a lot of insanity.
Yeah, they were throwing fireworks in this, like, 25-year-old barn. And, like... during our set, you know.
It was pretty intense and rock and roll. And a chick did get thrown up on stage while we were playing, which was kind of interesting because I got to pick her back up and set her back in the crowd. But it was fun. We had an awesome show, and they definitely didn't want us to get off the stage.
Somebody tried to hit you with a chick?
Somebody did, yeah. I like to think of they were off
full of air.
They were offering her up to Seth. That's what I like to think.
Oh, great stuff. Trigger Happy, recording in the studio right now, actually getting the album mixed. And you said you worked with Lee Prisby from Claymore, is that right?
Yeah, if you guys haven't ever checked out Claymore, they're an awesome metal band from Pittsburgh. They're one of the premier metal bands I've heard of the past 10 years. I mean, they are just phenomenal. They recently added Dan Sedano, who used to play in a couple of different Butler bands, but we always called him Metal Dan. He's like the most incredible guitarist I've ever seen in my life. He's just insane. And Lee's done a really good job. I mean, he went to school for recording and kind of growing up and getting to listen to newer Claymore stuff. They do all kind of different covers, too. They do video game covers and different songs. So he's really grown up in his lyrical and his recording talent, and we really wanted to utilize that again. And we liked working with him. He's a very business-first kind of person, and we appreciate that, you know, because none of us are.
Reins you in.
Yeah, he kind of reins us in, and we work really well with him. We did a really good job this time. We did 2 9-hour sessions. We did 6 songs in 18 hours, which I don't know if you guys know anything about studio time, but it's pretty impressive. We definitely put our noses to the grindstone and did everything all in one shot, and we like to say we were all one take Jakes, getting stuff done and getting guitars and vocals and everything. And I'm pretty excited. We have a lot of different instruments we're featuring on the CD. We got Plant on the ukulele a little bit. We have Plant and Tony both playing bass on different songs, and Tony adding in him on keyboards, and I actually do a melodica solo on the one song, which, you know, was a little bit different. So it's kind of, we got to branch out in that way too. You know,
there's one song with 50,000 didgeridoos too.
It's the hidden track. You have to wait a half hour and then you hear 50,000 didgeridoos.
It just sounds like one hum.
So don't turn the CD off when you get it in your hands. Good stuff. Well, we look forward to hearing that. And I know, Steven, you've been busy. You're actually doing some writing, which has really opened up some international connections.
I've started a couple months ago writing for musicallyfresh.com. They're based out of England. We have writers from all over the world. We have writers from Australia, from Germany, from Canada. There's only two in the U.S., which is me and then a guy out in San Bernardino, California. It's been really unique. The first band that I reviewed was an Italian pop punk band called Latte Plus. They were pretty cool. I had kind of like a Ramones vibe. And then this last band I just did was a band from Phoenix and Minnesota. They mail stuff to each other through the mail and make recordings. They're called Loop Line, which is really cool. They're kind of like psychedelic rock sound. And it's been really unique. I got to meet a lot of people through that and through the punk rock community, which is a group that I admin on Facebook. And, you know, we've gotten some different radio interviews. We did a couple with the Gypsy Poet over the winter, I did, which she's based out of Texas. And then I'm doing one next week with the guys from Dissonant Times, which they are out of Australia and out of Cleveland. They have two different magazines that go from both areas. So it's really amazing what you can do with the internet now with marketing and with meeting new people. I mean, even if you go on our Facebook, we have fans in like 16 different countries now, which is insane, you know, to think about a band from Butler that we have that those options to connect with people. You know, one of the bands that we just connected with, Fair Trade Floyd from Austria, they're mailing us all CDs and T-shirts. just because we like their music and, you know, we're involved with them a little bit, you know, through different things on the internet and Facebook. And they've talked about, man, doing a North American tour and possibly stopping by here, you know, which is really cool for us. We brought a couple of different bands to town before. We've had Event Horizon from New York City come down and play with us twice at the Brick House. And, you know, we've been working on doing that also, with bringing in some different talent, you know, from different areas to Butler, so people get to hear some new music.
That's very cool.
Chessie and the Kittens are a band you guys need to check out from Du Bois.
Yeah.
Chessie.
Yeah. We just played with them at the Sideline in Gatanning.
Sidebar,
yeah. Oh, man, they're awesome.
They're a phenomenal band. Yeah, they're from Du Bois, Pennsylvania. Actually, the first article I wrote for Musically Fresh was about, we played a party with them back in December. It was a girl's birthday party. It was right before Christmas, and we had something kind of crazy happen. We had these guys called the Singing Santas, which is this tradition they do in Du Bois, where 50 guys dress up like Santa Claus and
ride. It was more than 50.
It was probably like 80, yeah. But the Singing Santas, they all dress up in Santa Claus outfits and bring different instruments and ride around the back of a U-Haul getting drunk and then show up at different people's parties and crash the parties and sing Christmas songs.
It started at, like, bars, and then it got more popular, and they started doing, like, charity events and, like, spaghetti dinners on that night, too. And they just busted down. We went to get our equipment in for the show, and they just busted the door down.
I opened up the door to grab my guitar, and like about 100 Santas come walking in the door, filling up the house party. And
then when they were leaving, it took them like almost a half hour to leave because some of the Santas are sitting back talking to chicks, or like they're still trying to get beers from inside. Like,
we had a great time, though. It was a phenomenal show. And like I said, Chessie and the Kittens, they do... it's kind of one of the new phenomenons of the 21st century is house party shows. It's something that, you know, kind of happened back in the day and has really become more prevalent now.
Next one's Bob's house next Friday.
we'll be there. But, yeah, we've got to play, do this thing called the Highland House, where they have different bands from different areas come out. A lot Kyle Washkow from 52 Hertz does down there at the Arts Center with the Arts Center Underground Gallery shows. He gets different people from different areas to come out. It's really cool to see the young people connect in that way. In a house show, it's really unique and intimate because, I mean, you're there to perform for the party, and the party is there to hear you, you know?
Yeah.
There's no distractions there or anything, you know? So we had a great time. They were worried that the cops were going to get called because we played till like 12:30 or 1 o'clock or something, and we had a really good time, though. That's why we're really excited about heading out. That's the kind of show we're playing out in Chicago, is a house party show. But it ends up being really unique for us because we have a place to stay. We get to connect with new bands. We get to spend the whole time there at the show rather than having to worry about parking and getting, you know, equipment in and out and all that kind of stuff. We really get to focus on making new fans and making connections with people out in that area.
Breaking curfews near you.
Breaking curfews near you, yeah.
Well, guys, great to have you in. Look forward to hearing the entire CD when you do get it out, and seeing you playing out and about real soon. It's good to have you in the studio. Appreciate you guys bringing the whole band in and playing some tunes for us live in the studio. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool when we have that happen. So, why don't we finish up with a couple more songs? You're going to do two more live. Why don't you tell us about those?
This next song we're going to do is called Ocean Over Mine. We actually first recorded it for the Butler acoustic project that Don Shear was heading up there for a while.
Yeah.
And we did a couple of versions of it for that, and then we decided to put it on this next EP.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. Hope you guys like it.
And you're going to follow that up with Conquer the Bad Times, right?
Yeah. We kind of wrote a song about, you know, sometimes you grow up and you look back on things and you might regret them a little bit, but, you know, you like to move forward and move on and become a better person because of that kind of stuff. So that's what that song's about.
All right. Stephen, good to see you in. Best of luck with everything you're doing and involved in. And we look forward to seeing you down the road. Tony, good to meet you as part of the band. And, of course, Plant, Seth, and Keith, good to have you guys in tonight. Again, it's Trigger Happy here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
started my life on a friendly escalator, just trying to get to the top. Never knowing who was real or fake, and never knowing when to stop. I took drugs, I smoked cigarettes, I did things that I regret. But keep grinning and moving on, cause I got new friends to me, yeah. Whoa-oh-oh, 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 whoa-oh-oh. We'll conquer the bad times, just me and you.
Homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Hit up an open mic, open stage night near you. Like the first Tuesday of every month at Saxony Inn in Natrona at 7 p.m. hosted by Mike Houston. The second and fourth Tuesday of every month at North Country Brewing in Slippery Rock. Every Wednesday night at Moondogs in Blahnox. And every Thursday night at Spiel's Tavern in Greensburg. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Saturday, April 30th, it's the first stop on the Rock Done Right Tour 2016 at the Strand Theater in Zillionople. Check out the Neats Hotel Band, the Shiners, and the Noble Hops Band. Get your tickets now at thestrandtheater.org. And mark your calendar for Thursday, May 12th. Catch Dan Hubbard at Peter B's, the Rock and Red Barn in Sarver.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. Celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings, the dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Give a call to Mopar if you need some building work done here in the spring of 2016. They can get the job done for you. And what I recommend you do, you have him come out and build that building and have him build a little area where you can put a band in there, and I bet he would bring out Barnstorm Lightning and play for you.
There you go. That's a great idea.
I like it. Of course, our thanks to the guys from Trigger Happy jamming with us here tonight. Some fun stories and very active band and a lot of fun, too. Great to see live. They do a great performance as well. We've had them as part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in the past.
Yeah, they have a unique way with words. I like their lyric content and the way they put things together like that. And just great harmonies and great sound overall.
Yeah, they really do. And, of course, don't forget, coming up, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, as I mentioned that, is just a few months away. And you can check out thebandjam.com for more information about that. And keep listening every Friday morning. At around 7:40, we reveal another band who will be performing and give you an opportunity to win tickets. But you can get your tickets. You don't have to wait around. The tickets we're giving away are for the Friday night portion of the show. We have Friday night tickets, we have Saturday tickets, and then we have weekend tickets. You'll save a buck if you buy the entire weekend, and you can put that buck toward renting a spot at Camp Cooper's Lake Campground and hang out with us.
Yeah, and we've already been selling weekend tickets, so that means those people have probably already picked their camping sites, and so the longer you wait, you know, gonna take what's left over because we plan on selling that place out this year. So. No, but that is really a neat feature. This you do get to, you can go over to Cooper's Lake Campground website and pick your camping site. So if you want to be in the middle of everything, or you want to be by the lake, or you want to be by facilities, or off, you know, secluded by yourself, you can pick it.
Yeah, you can. And again, it's family friendly. We have the kids 12 and under. They get in for free. So bring, you know, make it a family event. And that's the thing. If you know, they've got an awesome lake down there. You can get down, do some fishing. It's a very bikeable area. They've got paved roads the whole way through the entire place. It's amazing how big that area is. And even if you want to just do some hiking, you can do that. I mean, you'll never cover the entire area. That's how big it is. But we've got a great little hub near their store. They've got facilities. I mean, you can take showers all weekend. They've got fantastic facilities out there. You're not going to be roughing it by any stretch of the imagination. And they've got an awesome little built-in amphitheater, natural effect, and it's an awesome place to see local bands perform.
Yeah, you throw a blanket down on the in the bowl there and just take in the sunshine, the blue sky, and the great music, and it's just a lot of fun. And the hoop barrel will be out there again, so she'll have hoops and for the kids, and can hoop it up, and hopefully we'll get belly dance back with Melissa.
Yeah,
do that again, and you know, just a lot of different activities going on.
Just a word to the wise folks: as you do pick your spot out there, the third tree from the left is mine. Okay, that's my shade spot for the weekend. So, but you can come hang with me if you like. There's a lot of room.
He's got beer in his cooler, so go say hi. You might get one.
That's right. Hey, we're going to wrap up the show here with a couple of tunes, including one of the musicians who will be inducted into the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends Awards event coming up at Stage AE on Thursday, April the 28th. You can get your tickets right now for that event. You don't want to miss out on it. I mean, my goodness, you want to talk about legends of our time. This is the third year for that event. And they've already inducted, of course, the first year was Rich Engler. Last year, Donnie Iris, Luke Christie, and Porky Chedwick. This year, Billy Price, Joe Grushecki, the Skyliners, Pat DeCesar, and Sean McDowell. I mean, the list is just getting stronger and stronger as they add into this. And those are, I think, the basis of what has created the music scene that is so very strong in this area. But if you go to PittsburghRockLegends.com, you can find out more information about that. And Utah, we're going to play one of those legends, Mr. Billy Price. She left me with these blues because next week we're actually going to visit with Joe Grushecki, which will be a first. We visited with Billy Price several times on this show, but honored to have Joe Grushecki on next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And then we'll wrap up after Billy Price, another soulful singer.
Oh, yeah, Angel Blue and the Prophets, and her song Shimmy Shake.
And we'll see you out and about at a local show. Get out and support these local musicians. And pick yourself up a CD and support the cause. The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Like you haven't got a care. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking. I'm thinking with your low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking. I'm thinking with your low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, shaking, shaking like a leaf. I'm shimmy, shimmy,
shaking from my head down to my feet, yeah. When I was very little, mama showed me how to slide and move. When I was just a better thing, I learned the rhythm, learned the groove. Showed the shimmy shake to all of my friends. We start shimmy, shimmy, shaking it again and again. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, no mistaking with your low-down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, no mistaking with your low-down blues. Shimmy shaking from my head down to my feet, yeah. Shaking it again and again. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking arms and legs and wave the low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking arms and legs and wave the low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shake it, shake it, shake with all you got. He shimmies a little, but I shimmy a lot. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking arms and legs and wave the low down blues. Got the shimmy, shimmy, shaking, no mistake it with your low down blues. Low down blue.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Are you looking to sell your car for cash? Why deal with the for sale by owner hassle when Honda North will make you a great cash offer for your car today? Honda North buys cars. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
is your rock station.
Spring is here.
It's spring.
Spring break. Oh, oh, I'm an animal.
The rock station.